On with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, actress and activist Fran Drescher. How are you, Fran?
Hey, I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Always so nice to see you. My mom always wants me to send her love, and so does my mother-in-law. They're both big fans. You're big, a lot of fans of Casa Lopez.
Isn't that sweet? Now, I wonder, do your daughters watch The Nanny? Because I have a lot of kids that weren't even alive when the show was on that watch it. Today
she's not privy to it yet. She just turned 6. Mm-hmm. So you know, I'm getting out of the cartoon phase and into the real live action phase. I'm sure we'll get there. Let's talk about Cancer Schmancer. This is a great movement. Love the title too. It's nearly 10 years old, and for those who don't know, tell us what sparked your passion for this.
Well, I'm a cancer survivor, and it took me 2 years and 8 doctors to get a proper diagnosis. So I wrote what became the New York Times bestseller, Cancer Schmancer, and then I went on my book tour, and I started to formulate a vision because I realized that a lot of people are being misdiagnosed and mistreated, same as me. Mm-hmm. And so the book, I realized, was not the end, but just the beginning of what became a life mission, and the Cancer Schmancer movement, you know, was born out of the success of the book. And now we're an organization that fills a very unique spot in the health space because we engage and empower people to transform from being a patient into a medical consumer. We teach you how to reduce your risk of getting sick by looking at your lifestyle very seriously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're early detection, catch it on arrival, 95% survival. And, you know, let's not get cancer in the first place. How's that for a cure? So let's change our lifestyle. Look at what's causing our health issues today and eliminate them. And then policy change. We have a strong presence in Washington trying to get our elected officials aware of what needs to happen to make this country a healthier one.
Such a powerful message. You know, one of the things that stood out, you said, if detected early, 95% survival rate. That's awesome. So it's really about following up on those doctor visits and being on top of it. Because so many people, life gets in the way and you get busy and it can be too late, right?
Exactly. That's what we always tell people. You know when something doesn't feel right, and that's the whisper stage, and that's the easiest time to ignore it and come up with a million excuses why you can't make that call to your doctor. Mm-hmm. But what we always tell people, particularly women, this is common with, because they tend to put their loved ones ahead of themselves. You're useless to your family if you're 6 feet under.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
Bottom
about
line.
That. And on October 26th, you're going to be holding your second big health summit right here in LA. What can we look forward to there?
It's very exciting. I hope that everybody that attends, I'm going to blow their mind with new and interesting information, things that you may never hear about from your doctor's office. We have a broad spectrum of speakers and panel discussions mm-hmm. that cover everything from mental health to diet to environment to breakout and innovative, as well as cannabis as a possible means of helping patients and just all kinds of, we have celebrities that are speaking, sharing their stories. And I just want you to leave being transformed from patient into medical consumer and thinking, okay, now I've got a game plan. I know what I need to do. I'm going to engage my family and we're going to start switching up our acts and taking control of our bodies, which is a big component of the Cancer Schmancer movement.
Yeah, because if you don't have your health, nothing else matters.
You got nothing really.
And you're expanding to men's health this
year. Men's, we're going to be talking
about. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing that. Now, what's something?
Teens.
Oh, and teens. But what are men specifically? What are they not doing to stay healthy?
Well, you know, first of all, 1 out of 2 men are anticipated to get cancer in their lifetime.
Oh my God, I don't like those odds. Those are not encouraging.
Very often, you know, we have men that think that they're doing things that are healthy for themselves, but actually it's not as healthy as they think. and they're not really listening to their body, and they're subscribing to that no pain, no gain. And it's just really antithetical to honoring your body and following the right kind of foods to eat.
Right.
We recommend that men take a transrectal ultrasound to
Sounds very personal.
I know, but, you know, detection of early prostate cancer,
yes.
It's the most efficient test, not necessarily something that you're going to be offered at your doctor's office.
Is that the new modern version of taking that test?
Well,
non-invasive.
Yeah,
you would be offered probably a PSA blood test,
but I can do that.
You know, it's not as reliable, frankly. And
the
we
blood
have
test
to know
is not
tests
as reliable.
That that the doctors won't offer because health insurance may not pay for it.
Right.
And you know what? Let me make that decision.
Yeah.
We always tell our Cancer Schmanza followers to, save your Christmas Club accounts for tests that insurance won't pay for, because the best gift you can give your family is a long and healthy life. What kind of, deodorant are you using? Are you using something that may have ingredients that might have grown in your grandma's garden? Or does it have aluminum chlorhydrate and is it an antiperspirant? Most men are using triple X antiperspirant. And by the way,
and what's wrong with that?
There's, first of all, it prevents the body from two very key functions.
Okay.
One is cooling your system down, and two is detoxification.
Okay.
Then also, it has aluminum chlorhydrate. Well,
no good.
You know, most people that suffered from brain problems like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's have very high levels of aluminum in their brain. So, you know, the combination of holding toxins in,
right,
using strong chemicals on your under your arms, which is close, you know, which is a gateway to your lymph system, and seeing an increase in men's breast cancer, an increase in aluminum in our brains causing all kinds of, you know, brain issues, we say at Cancer Schmanza, err on the side of caution and use a deodorant, skip the antiperspirant, go to the men's room twice a day and wipe your pits.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
You're already in there like six
but
times
the kids
a day.
Today
I'm gonna go home and check my deodorant as soon
check
as I.
Your toothpaste
I'm gonna check.
Too.
These guys don't use deodorant; they don't have to worry about it, so they're fine.
Well, you have to worry about it for other reasons.
Yes,
but you know,
personal
issues. What is your toothpaste that you're using every day, twice a day, maybe more?
I mean, I go with the typical Crest,
yeah,
Colgate deal. Is that bad?
Well, does it have a poison control?
Does it have? I mean, you've got me wanting to scope out my whole bathroom
That's
situation
not recommended.
Now.
The gums are a gateway to disease, and if you're
I use Listerine.
In your mouth,
I use a lot of Listerine. No, you're shaking your head. No, you don't like that. That feels so good. Don't feel so good. It's like it's killing whatever's in there. And then when you gargle, it kills whatever's there.
I think that, you know, you should. Well, first of all,
I should start over.
No,
you're in trouble.
Maybe cut that with some water so it's not quite
really?
So strong. And but also,
but I want it to be potent, like my coffee.
Yeah,
it's
gotta be strong.
Yeah. Wait, the coffee or the
everything really?
Really? So you're all organic out? Okay.
Well, you know. Listen, we were sold a bill of goods in the 20th century or the Industrial Revolution that we need all these chemicals in our daily life. But truth be told, there's about 80,000 chemicals that the FDA is clueless as to how they combine and how dangerous they are for us. But we're clearly slipping down a rabbit hole towards our own demise. I mean, when one out of two men are getting cancer,
yes.
You know, we're doing something wrong. The kids today, for the first time in U.S. history, are predicted to not live as long as their parents.
Yes, I'm very aware
babies
of that.
Babies are
but
being
that's a
born
little bit more on the food end of the spectrum, too. Because
food, what's bad about food is the chemicals that's in food.
Right.
What's bad about food is pesticides, herbicides,
yes,
GMOs, hormones.
I did not know I had hygiene problems
trans fats,
with my toothpaste
nitrates,
and the food I was aware of.
Personal hygiene. We at Cancer Schmancer, and this is, we'll be talking about this at the Health Summit on October 26th, is the In, On, and Around You Challenge.
Yeah.
What are you putting in your mouth, all the foods you eat? What are you putting on your skin? All your personal care items have to be re-examined.
Right.
What are you cleaning and gardening with? Just start with that.
Yeah, I'm good. Well, I put a lot in my mouth because I eat a lot constantly, and I'm not a vegetarian, so I hope I'm not. I mean, I eat a lot of
meat
every day.
You can eat meat, but it has to be organic and grass-fed and pasture-raised.
Yeah, if it's offered,
you are,
I'm there.
What you offered, well, you certainly.
Yeah, no, I can. I'm going to be
a beacon for an exemplary.
I try to be healthy.
And also, we have to support our.
But
local
I drink and smoke, so it's a horrible combination. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not actually. But no,
oh
I'm
my
kidding.
God!
No, I'm all about balance, though, Fran. I'm going to be quiet. I'm not going to. I'm not.
Smoking,
well, I only smoke cigars. I don't smoke. I don't smoke cigarettes.
And I drink
in moderation on the weekends, maybe
every
weekend. Every weekend, and maybe. But I try to live healthy during. And I live pretty healthy during the week, unless it's Dodger postseason baseball. I might have some margaritas this week. Other than there's always something that comes up. No, because I don't want to lie to you. But
well,
I do. There are little things.
You're lying to yourself.
Well, there are. No, I'm not. I'm aware of it.
Get away.
No, I'm aware. I'm aware of it.
You're tricking yourself into thinking that you're not going to pay the price.
No, I'm not. I'm fully aware that I'm going to pay the price a little bit. No, but that's not that easy. But then I want to be able to have some pleasures in life. I love to eat. But I love to eat.
I do too.
And I love a good cocktail.
There's nothing wrong with a good
cocktail.
Well,
that's all we're saying then.
Is
there organic bourbon?
There's
no organic bourbon, is there?
Don't make the perfect the enemy of the good.
Right.
But the home is the most toxic place we spend the most time in. More toxic than living across the street
from
an oil refinery. And if you do 85% of the things with this in mind, then have your bourbon once or twice.
You're exactly right. There are some smart choices you can make that will help out a lot. And you're exactly right. I mean, I was just teasing with you, but you're exactly right. Great advice. And I think a lot of people will get a lot of that if they go to the cancer
schmancer. Your daughters want you to be healthy and well.
Yes, of course.
And live a long and healthy life.
Yes, I plan on seeing their children.
You know, things like inflammation, arthritis, autoimmune problems.
Right.
We're taking that for granted.
I know.
We're supposed to, that's expected.
I'm planning to live to be 150 years old, too. So I don't know how this whole lifestyle is going to help me out. That's a good plan, right?
If you can, put your money where your mouth is.
I am. You have my word. Next time I see you, I will improve a little bit. Next time we do
a little bit, a little bit,
a little bit. Your friends are laughing at you over
here. It's fun for the whole family.
I agree.
And also we have to support the farmer that is doing organic.
I'm all about supporting the farmer. I have a friend that's a farmer.
Animals the way God intended them to be raised. This industrial farming is what we've got to get rid of.
Yes.
And support the sustainable family farmers that's, growing animals and foods in a way correct and healthy for us to be eating.
Yes. Are you vegetarian?
No.
Okay, good. I like to hear that.
No. If I eat meats or fish, it's either wild or pasture-raised, grass-fed, and organic.
Is there some pasteurized, grass-fed bacon?
Yes, of course.
I know, I'm kidding. I like the reaction. The passion was great. There's this popular Instagram account, What Fran Wore, that celebrates all your looks from the nanny.
That's true.
Do you think any of those 90s
And that's
looks-
leveraging the genius of Brenda Cooper. Yeah.
Yeah. From that, do you think any of those 90s looks are coming back right now? Or would you?
Yeah. They say that they are. It's
cyclical,
all coming
right?
around.
Yeah. It's all coming around.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. I mean, that show is so iconic. And I'm so blessed that it still continues to be popular worldwide because, it helps me to continue to speak to the things that I'm passionate about, civil liberties.
And you're well-versed, so I like it.
Arts and education, health in America, it's all good.
It's all good. Well, I want to put you on the spot on a lighter note, ask you some quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Yes.
Go-to karaoke song.
It's that Sonny and Cher song, I Got You, Babe.
Okay. But you need a partner for that.
I know.
Okay. Depends who's with you. Do both roles or you have someone join you?
I'm not getting up by myself.
Okay, that's good. I like it. All right. What's the first show on your DVR?
I think I love...
You think you love her? I'm not quite sure.
No, I love Sunday morning on CBS.
Okay. News junkie. I like it. Celebrity crush growing up.
Ooh, I would say...
You got a few of them.
I know. Look, I get. I'm so bad with games. Who is my celebrity crush? Well, you know, I'm going to say John Lennon. Oh. I always wanted to meet him, but then he died.
Got assassinated.
Why are we laughing?
I'll have to meet him in the hair after. Why are we laughing?
You should have ate better.
No.
No, too soon. All right.
Too soon. True. It's so true.
Time travel destination.
Oh, well, I would like to be able to snap. Time travel?
Like you can go back to any era and live for like a week. Oh, yes, or forward. You can go forward.
Mm. well, you know, I just like the idea of snapping my fingers and being anywhere that I want to be. I don't know if
You're
not
playing right.
I know. I'm already tweaking. You should see me in a restaurant. Can I change this? Could the chef remove that?
I know. You know what my time travel destination would be?
What?
Would be to be in the club at Saturday Night Fever, picking you up during that era, because I love that era, the 70s, when you look so hot. And
what do you mean when?
No.
What do you mean look?
I'm saying you look so hot in that particular scene. You didn't let a guy finish.
You
look fantastic. I said that as soon as you walked in. I always say that, don't I, guys?
I think your chances of being the one in two men dying has just gone up.
Exactly. No, but I love that era. I love the clothes. I love the music. I love the spirit.
The hustle.
It's everything about it. I feel like I was born
in
the era.
For Halloween,
you know I'm going to be Tony Manero this year.
Okay. Wow.
Yes.
Excellent choice.
I wish I had my outfit. So.
Actually, I caught him trying it on.
Wear the white suit?
I'm going to wear the white. I'm going to wear the white.
Here,
I'm gonna wear the white with the black.
I caught him trying it on the other day.
Yeah, well, we're working on her.
Excellent.
Wait a minute. Oh, that was, yeah, I was just getting ready with the black. I got to tighten it up. It's a little tighter.
For sure.
I gotta tighten it up.
You gotta get your pointer finger ready.
Oh no, I got all the whole moves. I know that whole routine. Just so you know. I'm gonna have to show that to you. I will post it when I do it. You'll see.
I think we actually danced it last time I was on Extra.
I had you pose.
Oh.
And so I didn't have you do the dance, but we might have to do it this time. Now we might have to do it. Last question.
I like to be sexy on Halloween too.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, I don't even begin to understand people that dress like idiot, you know, like just
like a grape.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an excuse to be sort of the naughty this and the naughty that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Why not? What are you going to be this year?
I like to be a sexy soldier girl.
Get it. All right. I'll salute you.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, on that note, onwithmario.com to find out more about Cancer Schmancer. And you can follow her on Twitter at Fran Drescher. Thanks so much for stopping by, Fran.
Thank you. I hope all your listeners come on the 26th of October to the Skirball.
Yes.
Go to cancerschmancer.org. Get your tickets. I'll be there all day.
Nice. I know you will. Love the passion.
We'll be schmoozing and grooving, and you're going to love when you leave how smart you are and motivated.
I'm smarter just after
this
interview.
I wish you would come.
I would love to come.
Bring your wife. Send your wife.
I might send my wife.
We would love
who knows
to have
my crazy
her
kid.
As our guest.
Yes. All right. I'm going to talk to Mrs. Lopez.
How about your mother and mother-in-law?
My mother's in San Diego. I'm going to ask her to come up, and my mother-in-law would love to go. I will pass the message along.
The women are the ones that make the doctor's appointment.
Right.
They're the biggest consumers and the caregiver to the entire family.
I agree.
So if they come, I'll feel better about your health.
Okay, thank you.
On with Mario Lopez.